All right, man, Z107.9, we are Cleveland's number one for hip-hop and R&B, your summer jam station.
Cleveland, what up?
You know the voice already.
Cleveland, what up?
You know who that is.
Yeah.
He love the ladies.
Believe that.
Here at the BET Awards, and he got one of the hottest new records, that Two Reason joint, man. You can't stay off the radio, man. You got a problem. My brother Trey Songz, you have an addiction to radio.
I'm addicted to the hits.
You cannot stay off the radio.
Oh, man. It's guys like you that support me so heavily that make it possible.
I'm feeding your habit. I get it.
Yeah,
so
you definitely.
I'm your radio pimp.
You more like a fiend too, though. I'm supplying you too, though.
You're right. I'm gonna hit my vein real quick. But anyway, Trey, Chapter 5 is coming this summer,
August 21st. Yeah.
And what album is it?
Chapter five.
Okay.
Cole.
All right. I was thinking about the mixtape.
Right.
You know,
yeah. The mixtape in Inevitable, and we came and kicked the tour off. You know, right in the city.
No doubt.
And that, which was a very, very a great success from the first show on. You know, Cleveland blessed us. And, you know, that seems like so long ago, even
right
now.
Yeah, it's like 4 months ago.
Yeah, crazy, you know.
So tell us about Chapter 5, because I was supposed to come to New York to hear it, and I was on vacation that
right
week. But I hear this is the best album yet from you, and you've had some
is
great albums.
It is.
So tell us about this Chapter 5.
It holds so many different pieces of my creativity, from Heart Attack to Two Reasons to this next record I'm about to drop, Dive In.
The ballad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard about that. Mars beat my ear up last night about that record. He's like, man, we're going to get this to you July 5th, and it's going to be a problem.
It's very sexy. It's very sensual, soulful. The ladies going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
Fellas, y'all going to love it too, man. It's just a classic. It's one of those Trey Songz classics. You know, they got that Neighbors Know My Name, Love Faces feel to it. And you know, the album just holds so many different pieces of my creativity, like I said. And what that means is just it just shows every aspect of what I love to do musically. And I've taken my time to do it so it's cohesive. I've been so many different places and come back to the music, like Australia, all over Africa, all over Europe, so many different islands,
what's
so many
like
different festivals.
When you go to another place, they don't even speak English, but they know all
but
the
they know the words.
Yeah.
You know, that's what makes me go do a song like Heart Attack, where it starts off with a part where you don't have to know any language to kick it.
Right.
It's a beautiful feeling, and to be able to come back over the course of 2 years. I haven't dropped an album in nearly 2 years, you know. So
it doesn't seem like that, though. It seems like you've just been nonstop.
And that's the beautiful thing about it as well, is to be very consistent without being, you know, overflowing and doing too much. You dig? And now it's time again. Chapter 5. These boys better clear the way.
So is Heart Attack inspired by something or someone in your life?
I mean, I've definitely felt that feeling before.
Yeah.
That feeling where you want to get away, but, you know, you can't get away, and you want to stay, but you think you should leave.
Yeah.
It's a feeling that comes along with a love that's real and worth fighting for.
Well, you, like, you know, I told you this a couple years ago when Can't Be Friends came out. Like, you make these really emotional songs that give you goosebumps when you hear them. Like, and that's an art to that.
Right.
So do you, is this all personal experience, or is this people that you know, or where does
this
come from?
I mean, it's drawn from personal experience as well as, you know, having the ability to be an artist and be creative and to be a writer and, you know, a storyteller. At the same time, someone that could give color to an experience and make it where it's not so specified to where you wouldn't be able to understand my experience
right
and I wouldn't be able to understand yours.
Right. All right. Well, Trey, man, it's always a pleasure hanging out
Chapter
with you, man.
Chapter 5.
Big tour coming after that,
August
too?
August 21st. I'm going to put the dates up ASAP pronto.
Okay. Oh, listen, see, that's what I'm talking about, man. Who are you going on tour with this time?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't know. Right now, it's just a concept. I got a lot of crazy ideas in my mind. You know, the music is coming together amazing. We're mixing a lot of records out here right now.
Okay.
Shout out to Big Sean, J. Cole, Rick Ross, Meek Mill, Puff on the album.
Wow.
Chapter 5.
I can't wait to hear this, man. Trey Songz. Album out August 21st, BET Awards. We're live right here on Z107.9,
yeah,
man.
Too big to miss.
All right, let's get a quick check on the traffic, because you know Touchtone standing by with more. It's Friday. It's a traffic jam. And, oh, you know Future been added to Summer Jam? Get your Summer Jam tickets, too. What's happening on the highways, bro?